for me, vote for me. If you want to have prosperity, vote for me and you'll see. I'm gonna save the whole country.
You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the State Capitol Report for Monday, June the 16th. The focal point of state politics over the weekend was not the state capitol, but Stevens Point, the site of the Democratic Party's annual convention. And we will find out what happened at the convention this hour and talk politics with the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Joe Winicky, who joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. And it was, you know, your intro was fantastic. A Calypso band.
Why not?
Well, the irony is there was supposed to be a Calypso band at our convention Friday night, and they canceled at the last minute, and the governor had this party, and there was supposed to be a Calypso band. Instead, these young punk rockers played, and I just couldn't take it.
It was a coincidence. I had no idea.
So we now know where the Calypso band went.
Well, did the weather cause the cancellation of the Calypso
band? It may well have. They were from Oshkosh, and that's a very Oshkosh, Fond du Lac. That area is really wet.
Yeah. Was attendance affected by all the weather?
Oh, I would say we lost a third of our attendees. We knew early that it was going to happen because we were losing we were getting hotel room cancellations, but you can't blame people when they can't get there.
Well, yeah, I mentioned to you just before we went on that I'd considered taking a drive to the Stevens Point area this weekend, but all the highways were closed.
Well, you know, I made it, you know, and for people who know the geography of the state, I made it from Madison to Stevens Point by way of Waupun.
Which is a little bit out of the way.
I'd say it's a lot out of the way. Yeah. But yeah. I found an open road.
But you made it there, and so did Governor Doyle. And
well, they have police escort. That helps.
So
I had me and my Buick.
Well, Governor Doyle was the keynoter, was he not?
Yes, he was.
How come it wasn't Barack Obama?
Well, Senator Obama has been running around the country for the last 2 weeks on his economic tour, and they have chosen usually high schools and small college venues for basically talks with the public on the economy. And personally, I understand this, that, you know, a partisan venue would not have been as good from a message point of view than being at Kokana High School the day before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes more sense to be with Joe and Jane Lunchbucket than to be with a bunch of screaming partisans. Now, if he had come, I would have made a gazillion dollars at our convention, but whatever.
Well, and if he would have come, he would have gotten the good news, which I'm sure he got anyway, that he is, according to national and statewide polls, has overtaken John McCain when it comes to voter preference. So
yes.
The national pundits were putting Wisconsin in the Obama column already.
I think that's premature, but I think, you know, I mean, obviously, I think if the election were held today, that would be the case. But the election isn't held in June. It's held in November. And while I feel very, very good, very optimistic, sometimes even a little buoyant about all this, I know that a lot can change in several months, and I know about this president, and I wouldn't put anything by him.
What do you mean?
Who knows? You know, what happens if we start saber-rattling again?
Mm-hmm.
He was seeming to do that a little bit with Iran when he was over in Europe in this past week. You know, all options are on the table. Well, that's code word for invasion.
Yeah.
And I don't think he will, but like when I say, you just never know.
The poll that was done by two University of Wisconsin-Madison professors also showed that, Democrats are going strong in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're looking really good. You know, the most interesting part of that poll that was done by Professors Franklin and Goldstein from the university for WisPolitics was that, you know, it's not necessarily the head-to-head, although those look good, too, where we see a 13-point lead for Senator Obama, 13-point generic lead for Democrats in the legislature. But what was fascinating to me was in this poll of likely voters, they asked people to self-identify, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or an Independent? And it was done scientifically. And the Republican brand dropped to 25%, which is a drop of 8 points. The Democratic brand jumped to 40%. 2%, I believe it was. And now there's like a 14-point swing between Democrats and Republicans in Wisconsin, where the swing is usually either way, 1 or 2 points. So Whatever is happening is people are saying, more people are saying in the state they're a Democrat. And I, you know, as chair of the Democratic Party, I kind of like that.
Yeah, you like that. And it's probably because more people don't like the war, don't like the economy, and don't like the president.
I think you hit all three on the head. Mm-hmm. And the fascinating thing about this is watching Senator McCain try and make the war in Iraq the centerpiece of his presidential campaign. And paying basically lip service through a phony gas tax cut to the economy, because every poll shows the economy by far and away the number one issue in the country, and most people are blaming the Bush administration for its failures. I'm sure some caller will dispute that. But the other part, I mean, is the only other issue that even hits double digits is the war in Iraq. And so John McCain's wrong on the two biggest issues that are moving voters, and he seems to be sticking by his guns. Well, I admire his intestinal fortitude, but it seems kind of dumb politically.
We're going to check our weather forecast, and then we'll talk about a straw poll that was taken at the Democratic Convention over the weekend, and I'll ask Joe Winicky about this result that most of the Democrats there prefer Hillary Clinton as Barack Obama's VP running mate. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. We'll also welcome your thoughts and questions, your reactions to that at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 17 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, June the 16th. We're talking politics during this edition of the State Capitol Report. Wisconsin Democrats held their convention over the weekend in Stevens Point, and we are joined by Joe Winicky, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, during this hour to talk about what happened and to talk about some of the latest news in state and national politics. This straw poll, I think this was a WisPolitics straw poll too. Wisconsin's Democrats prefer Hillary Clinton as Barack Obama's running mate. Looks like Richardson came in a close second. What do you make of that?
And John Edwards came in third. I think people who voted in that straw poll are astute. I think they picked three of the front runners for the vice presidential nomination. But maybe I'm different on this, but I don't pay much attention to this stuff because I figure Barack Obama's going to, it's a personal decision by nominee, whether it's Barack Obama or John McCain. And I know they take an incredible amount of time trying to decide who is best. And I actually think that the number one issue that either of these candidates will look at is that if something tragic happened to them, would the vice president be someone who could handle the job and serve America's interests? And, you know, so when we get into all this handicapping and stuff, I'm one who doesn't pay much attention to it.
Yeah. What about the Hillary Clinton and whether her the choice of her as VP would be important in unifying the Democratic Party?
Oh, I think if Senator Obama picks Senator Clinton, it not only unifies the party, it gives you a strong foreign policy voice in the world. And I think it would be a fine pick. My suspicion is that may not happen. I would suspect, you know, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong on this, right after I said I don't care, but I think you may see either somebody with incredibly strong international and foreign policy credentials, someone like a Joe Biden, or perhaps a general like General Jones or General Clark.
Yeah, because you think Obama might want to capitalize on that foreign policy military experience because John McCain's going to go after him.
He's going to go after him on it. And, I mean, to be fair, Senator Obama is not one who has, you know, decades of experience in foreign policy. You know, of course, my argument is Senator McCain's decades of experience led him to supporting the Iraq war and intervention everywhere and supporting George Bush's failed policies 100% of the time.
Yeah. Jim Webb, was he on your straw?
Jim Webb, I think he was. Mm-hmm. I think he was. I don't know because I never looked at it.
Yeah, because you...
I didn't even know they were doing it until I found out that it was reported in the news. Otherwise, I didn't know they were doing it.
All right, he came in fourth with 32 votes, so there we go.
A lot of people like Jim Webb. You know, the combination of a Virginia senator, a former Secretary of the Navy, someone with military experience himself, and somebody who's been outspoken as an economic populist. I think a lot of people, including myself, think he would be on anyone's shortlist. The question is, would he want to leave the United States Senate right after he got elected in 06? And it's a personal call.
Yeah. I see that Barbara Lawton, the lieutenant governor of Wisconsin, who had been a Hillary Clinton co-chair of her
along
of
with
her campaign.
Kathleen Falk, the Dane County executive,
and then we know, of course, that Governor Doyle was a big supporter of Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara Lawton encouraged Clinton supporters to now back Barack Obama.
Well, Barbara Lawton's a good Democrat. I would expect nothing else. You know, it's okay to be a strong supporter of somebody, but once, you know, the dust settles and the voters pick, you know, I mean, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you know, for the partisans, because people are independent, may not pay as much attention to this. You know, after that point, I mean, if you believe in the values and issues of either political party, you ought to get behind your nominee. And one thing that happened at this convention, with the exception of one individual, which I assume we'll be talking
mm-hmm,
about,
mm-hmm.
We came out very united. People were gung-ho. They were pumped. I feel real good about Democratic unity in this state. I don't have any problems with it at all.
Yeah, well, what about the one delegate who thinks Hillary Clinton was not treated fairly by the Democratic Party and says she's going to vote for John McCain?
Well, and she may have that opportunity, but I don't think she's going to have that opportunity as a delegate to the National Convention.
How come?
Well, in our rules, when it comes to which you sign a form if you're in your intent to be a delegate to the convention, it says you will support the nominee of the party in the end, and it also says that you're a good Democrat. Well, supporting the nominee does not mean supporting John McCain. And in this case, this individual, my understanding, has a sister who's a very strong McCain supporter, but that's their call. And it, you know, if I was going to say there might be something fishy on this, it would be simply the fact that Citizens for McCain, which is some group that's being created to highlight individuals that may have past Democratic leanings, had something out on this within 2 minutes, and the Republican Party had something out, I think, within 2 seconds. I smell a rat.
Yeah. Well, what's gonna happen with this?
The state party unanimously passed. We had to suspend the rules, and at my request, we passed a resolution asking the National Committee to strip Ms. Bartosiewicz of her delegate status and award that delegate status to an alternate for Hillary Clinton. So it would still be a Clinton supporter at the convention, but one that also will be supporting Senator Obama at the end. And, you know, the timing of this was suspicious. Everything about this is suspicious. Ms. Bartosiewicz can do whatever she wants, but she's not going to do it in Denver as a delegate to the National Convention. And, you know, we did the right thing. She had her day of fame, and now she can go off into the dust, you know, trash heap of history.
Besides her saying that she, you know, thinks she's going to vote for McCain because she thinks Hillary was treated unfairly, and she, you say, can't do that.
Well, she can. She can, but she's not going to do it as a delegate.
Right, exactly. What do you think about her charge that Hillary Clinton was treated unfairly?
Well, I think any candidate who doesn't win has supporters who feel that way. And, you know, I know, having lost an election or two, that shortly after your candidate loses and is out of a race, it's almost like a funeral, and there's some bereavement. And it takes a little time to heal. As you know, I was a strong supporter of Senator Edwards. I didn't immediately jump on anybody else's bandwagon. I still wish John Edwards was the nominee on an original basis, but he's not going to be. And I'm very comfortable supporting Barack Obama, who I agree with on virtually 99% of the issues. And I think most Hillary Clinton supporters agree with Barack Obama on virtually 99% of the issues. So I don't think anyone was treated unfairly. I will say this. I think at times parts of the media seemed overly concerned with Bill and Hillary. And I think there were at times that was a little unfair, but not it wasn't the Obama campaign that was causing that unfairness. It was the shrillness of a national media, of course, not public radio, we wouldn't say that.
No,
but the shrillness in the national media that at times seemed to want to turn this into a soap opera rather than a serious policy debate.
Yeah. We have open lines. I'm kind of surprised that nobody wants to weigh in on state and national politics.
I'll so, get them going because they're all voting Democratic this year.
Yeah, well, it could be. Are you voting Democratic? Are you are you unified now? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll talk more about the race for the White House, but let's talk a little bit about other state and federal seats. Anything that state Democrats, in terms of the congressional delegation, any seats there that are up for grabs?
Well, the Republicans sure think so.
Mm-hmm.
They're focusing on a rematch with John Gard and Steve Kagan in the 8th Congressional District. Steve Kagan's in a very good position to win re-election. He has brought home the bacon, if you will, in a district that didn't happen very often. He has been a tireless advocate for health care reform in his first term. He has staked out a position against this war in Iraq. John Gard, in his last election, wrapped his arms as tight as he could around George Bush and Dick Cheney, and I think he's going to pay a price for that this year.
Yeah, but that's the only seat that's even close.
Well, you never know. You know, Dave Obey said something at our convention that I thought was very illuminating, and it was that there's going to be surprises this year, and his belief is there are going to be surprises where Democrats that nobody in the state and the country that people didn't have on the radar screen of victory will wake up on November 5th and say, you know, I agreed to run for this job. I didn't know I was going to win. and, you know, take, for example, in 2006, which was a pretty darn good Democratic year, Phil Garthwaite won a seat down, I think it's the 49th district. It's down in the Platteville area.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first Democrat to win since 1913. Do you really think the Republicans saw that coming? I don't.
No. And what about on the state legislative side of things?
Well, we're in very good position. We currently in the Assembly have 91 of our 99 seats filled with candidates, and we may have picked up a couple more at our convention. That was our goal, and I think we may have done it. Our goal is to have a candidate against every single Republican in the state. We're very close. I believe the Republicans have fielded candidates in about 60 of the 99 seats at this point, maybe 63, somewhere in that area. There's an old adage in politics that even my friends, the Republicans, would have to agree with, and that's you can't beat somebody with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And last time they left, out of a then 39 Democrats that were incumbents in the Assembly, they left 26 unopposed and only fielded candidates against 13. Well, you can't win that way, you know. If there's nobody on the ballot, we win.
Yeah. Only a minute before a news break. Where are the areas you're looking for, especially when it comes to the state assembly, in trying to take Democratic control of the state assembly?
Well, I think we've got a very good chance starting up in the Eau Claire area. I think the Moulton seat, Kirsten Dexter's a candidate, is very much in play. I think we can bring back the Menominee seat that John Murtha holds. Again, we've held that seat for a long, long time. I think we're going to pick up a seat in Green Bay, Carl Van Roy's seat.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we are going to win one or two seats in the Fox Valley in the Appleton and Neenah area, which is going to shock a lot of people. I think we're going to win a seat in the Mosinee area.
And we'll talk more.
And more.
Yeah, we'll talk about where some of those other places are after we check news from National Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine at 7:36 on this Monday, June the 16th, and this is our state capitol report focusing in on the Democratic Party's convention over the weekend in Stevens Point. Welcoming your thoughts and questions for the state chair of the Democratic Party, Joe Winicky. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Joe Winicky, we just talked in our last half hour about this straw poll showing that most of the Dems there preferred Hillary Clinton as Barack Obama's running mate, followed by, closely, Bill Richardson and then John Edwards. But what about this result that the Democrats want Peg Lautenschlager to run again for Attorney General?
Well, I think they've likely seen what type of job, especially in the last 9 or so months, that J.B. Van Hollen is doing as Attorney General, and I think they're hopeful for the past. I mean, in Peg's case, I mean, you know, whatever people say about Peg, and I think she's a great individual, is that she ran a very professional office. She treated the staff at the Department of Justice with respect, and whatever's going on here with this weird secrecy and trying to fire anybody that disagrees with you and needing security guards to go to a Republican convention. I didn't know St. Paul was so dangerous. And if they're, you know, they're focusing on the Wisconsin Attorney General. My gosh, it's no surprise to me. And plus, Peg has always had a good following amongst Democrats in this state. Mm-hmm.
Did Governor Doyle make any announcements about, yeah, I'm running again for governor?
No, he did not. He was our keynote address, and he split the time between focusing on our successes as a state government and support of Senator Obama. And, you know, and we have had great successes under his leadership, and he is an early and strong supporter of Senator Obama.
Yeah, and Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton had received some headlines when in an interview she mentioned, if Governor Doyle doesn't run, I will. Did that come up?
No, it did not, but it would be a great surprise that if the governor didn't run, the lieutenant governor would be interested. I mean, you know, I mean, duh.
So, yeah.
Sometimes I'm amazed by reporters of what they think is news, but...
We have some calls, finally. We do have an open line, though, for you at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We're talking national and state politics with Joe Winicky, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, fresh off the Democratic Party's convention over the weekend. Jeff and Phillips is with us. Hi, Jeff. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you guys? Hope you're having a good summer.
Sure. The sun's
shining.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that great? Hey, Mr. Winicky, at the convention, was anything talked about the state Democratic position on lobbyists and big money making policy in state and federal government? Now, that's just my first question. I have a couple other questions for you.
Well, I mean, we have had a strong position as a Democratic Party in this state for a number of years that we support full public financing of elections because there is too much influence at the state and national level when it comes to lobbying. You know, we haven't won that debate, but as a party, there is no question. We believe there is too much influence by lobbyists, and we have said so numerous times, and it's in our platform.
Then I have a bigger question. I don't know if you say a couple words about it. What should the state be doing about all these problems with middle-income people and low-income people? High fuel prices, high food prices,
elect Obama,
low wages, high property tax. And then also, Frank Boyle, he elected not to run. He's fed up with the political system.
Well, you know, and Frank was a great state representative for many years, and if nothing else, and he's a dear friend of mine, but nothing else, he knew how to shake up the system. He was a strong supporter of virtually everything you said for working class people. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, truthfully, if you want to help the middle class, you know, when Bill Clinton was president, the middle class was doing better and better. I'd argue really strongly, elect Barack Obama.
Yeah. Frank Boyle's seat is not in any danger of going to the Republican side.
Boy, if it is, we're in trouble.
Yeah, well, word has it from John Munson, who filled in for me last week, that who is from Superior, that you know, it's
a question of who wins on the Democratic side.
Yeah,
there's
some
people who think there's a Republican in sheep's clothing trying to run up there, but I don't have any knowledge of that other than it's rumor.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff, for the call. Let's go next to Terry in Franklin. Hi, Terry, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to start out first by saying that I am a Clinton supporter and wholeheartedly a Barack Obama supporter now. But this is really interesting to me in terms of the woman who switched her allegiance.
Mm-hmm. From Racine, yes.
Yes. And the question, I have two questions. First of all, how did she become a delegate, first of all? And more generally, I guess maybe, how does one become a delegate when they're not an elected official? And the other question is, Let me proceed that with a comment that I also think this is really fishy, and I'm wondering if you've seen this happening in other states.
Oh, no, this was the first in the country.
Oh, this is the first, okay.
Yes, and it made national news, trust me. But she was elected. She was a very strong supporter of Senator Clinton. My understanding, I don't know Deborah Bartosiewicz, but from people that do, she went to several states on behalf of Senator Clinton. She's a very strong Hillary supporter. She was elected at a caucus of individuals who came to the first congressional district where we elected three Clinton delegates and three Obama delegates at that level. She won in a meeting of her peers. People were sure she was a strong Hillary supporter. There were a lot of people in that room, including the chair, Ray Rivera, who were just stunned on Friday that this could have happened. But, you know, if somebody wants to support John McCain, I'm okay with that. But don't go to our national convention so that you can just get picked up by the right-wing blogosphere and the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys all week, beating the heck out of our nominee. You shouldn't be there as a Democratic delegate.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Terry, for the call. An email from Saul in Stevens Point saying, you, Joe Winicky, praised John McCain's persistence on his stand on the Iraq War, but said it was politically dumb. You didn't exactly say that.
I didn't say that, no. What I said was he has been persistent in his support of the Iraq War, even saying it might last for 100 years. I think it's dumb politically for him to be thinking that this war is a positive when fully two-thirds of the people in this country support us leaving Iraq. There is some difference on how we leave Iraq, but virtually, I mean, a clear majority of people in this country do not want us to stay there. So my point was he's been persistent, but he's been persistently wrong, not right.
Saul goes on to say, I'm not a fan of Senator McCain, but his strengths are his steadfastness and his perceived ability to buck politics in favor of what he thinks is right. It might be politically dumb to disregard the voters' love of straight talk.
Well, at least Saul didn't use the term maverick, which I'm so sick of hearing about John McCain. And it's John McCain who labels himself straight talk. But if you look at the facts and you get away from the hyperbole, let's see. John McCain was against the president on the $1.3 trillion in tax cuts for the top 1% a few years ago. Now he's for them. John McCain was for a rational immigration policy until he became the nominee for his party. Mm-hmm. Now he is taking a hard line on immigration. John McCain is now for... he's always said you got to, you know, basically fund government as you go, even though he votes for all these tax cuts and doesn't vote for spending cuts to meet them. Comes out knowing that it put a gaping hole in the federal highway system, comes out for an 18 cent a gallon gas tax cut. I mean, where's this guy coming? This is not straight talk. I don't know. You'll probably have to do your buzzer, but this is BS.
No, I don't have to dump that. But, you know, he does also say, John McCain, that I have a proven record of crossing the aisle and seeking out common ground on these issues, saying that Barack Obama doesn't have that record of actually doing what he says he wants to do.
It's funny because just a couple short years ago, Barack Obama and John McCain were working together on legislation. But I guess he forgot that.
All right, Joe Winicky, our guest. He is the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, talking state and national politics with us on the heels of the state party convention in Stevens Point over the weekend. We welcome your thoughts, your questions at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 14 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Monday, June the 16th. This is our state capitol report, and we're talking politics with Joe Winicky for the rest of this hour, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. And Bill in Sheboygan Falls is with us now. Hi, Bill.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
Good morning, Senator Winicky.
Good morning.
With Senator Obama's fundraising at record levels, can we be sure in Wisconsin that we'll be able to share that to a sure caring Wisconsin? A number of reports say that it's close, and, we certainly want to stand up and do our share, but we'd like to be sure that we've got some help on the fundraising as well.
Yes, and before I start with that, and this is how I know we're going to win in November, because I'm going to make a prediction, and if I'm right at the end of the week, that then you all have to vote Democratic, and that's that we're going to have a really nice weather week.
We okay. are, so there we go.
That helps.
Things are going to dry out. That was a tough call right after you said the weather. You know?
Yeah, right. Is Barack Obama going to spend a lot of money to win Wisconsin?
Yes. They're already have people on the ground. We'll soon have a state coordinator in the campaign. Working in conjunction with the Obama campaign, the party has already opened offices in La Crosse and Eau Claire and Green Bay and Milwaukee and Madison. We're soon going to be opening in Waukesha, the Fox Valley, I believe Wausau, and probably a few others.
The Republican Party sent out a news release
recently
saying, yeah, that Obama's campaign was pulling out of Wisconsin.
Yeah, this is how does this even become news? They call a number that was used during the Wisconsin primary back in February, and it's disconnected, and somehow this becomes newsworthy. I mean, we have a friend of mine who's the head of the Wisconsin Laborers Union. His name's Tom Fisher. Tom called me up Friday because on Thursday night, two young volunteers from the Obama campaign came to his door with brochures asking if he'd consider voting for Obama. Now, that's what you want. That's people on the ground in mm-hmm. June knocking on doors. The Republicans don't have any of that. I hear they may have one staffer in the state now.
The Republicans.
One.
Yeah, but we have already seen both Barack Obama and John McCain visiting the state, so
yes.
It's obvious.
Be a battleground. They'll be back many times.
Yeah,
and we're going to win.
Bill, thanks for the call.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. And we have an email from John in Park Falls who says, I was impressed at the number of young people who were at the state convention, far more than in the past. I believe that Senator Obama is bringing them into the active process, and that is a distinct positive. You agree, Joe Winicky?
John is right. I mean, there were a lot of young people at this convention, and unfortunately, some dumb party chairman, John Smart, probably wasn't up with them at the time at 1:30, but I went into the College Democrats party room, and that was really a mistake.
Why?
They're wild and crazy, and I'm old.
And you're also a teetotaler.
Totally.
I heard you on the radio.
I might have fibbed there a little bit. If my wife was listening, she'd say, Joe, you're lying again.
You're what? Well, you just mentioned that that at the last year's convention, lightning struck the hotel.
Yeah, that's all true. I actually went to bed early at that one, and then lightning struck the hotel, and we all had to sit outside and pouring. That was actually 2 years ago for like 2 hours.
And so. You said you were partying with the young people, but not drinking.
You know,
okay.
People that take me seriously, and there are far too many that do, just don't know me. I'm 51 years old, and I think I'm 15.
You get in trouble, Joe. So what about this youngest delegate elected to the convention? John goes on to say that we reelected Jason Ray as the youngest member of the Democratic National Committee.
Yeah, and I think he still will be. Jason's all the way up to 21 now.
He's still a young guy.
Yeah, he is. And I got to tell you, I need him. He wrote our whole platform and resolution stuff. He wrote our delegate selection plan. When we moved to strip Ms. Bartosiewicz of her delegate status, it was that 21-year-old. So anybody who says these young people aren't talented have never met Jason Ray.
And you think the young people will actually come out and vote?
En masse. I think it's going to be huge. They do not like this war. They're afraid of the economy. They see what $4 a gallon gasoline does. They don't like a lot of things going on. They also don't like this focus of the Republican Party on discrimination against people.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are going to see incredible numbers of young people, you know, under 30 voting, and I would predict that Senator Obama is going to win that group by at least 25 points.
What about older women, Joe Winicky? Will they vote for Barack Obama, or will they stay home because they're mad about Hillary Clinton?
Well, I mean, not all older women were voting for Hillary Clinton, I mean, that was a strength of hers, mm-hmm. and I think it'll take some time to heal, but if you're, you know, it depends on what your issues are, but I think in a statewide poll, the poll that the professors in the university did, it showed that women in Wisconsin supported Barack Obama by a 52-33% margin. So women have largely come home to Senator Obama. Mm-hmm. We still have a problem with some white men. And I just wish they'd look at the issues instead of guns.
Yeah. Alan Bayfield. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. Let's go back to the vice presidential choice. I'm wondering how much conversation there was at the convention about Hillary Clinton as a choice and the downside of having an ex-president down the hall and probably lurking in the shadows there as far as influencing decisions or conversations and so forth. How do people feel about that?
Well, first of all, the vice president's residency is at the Naval Observatory, which is a couple miles from the White House. And actually, the vice president's office, I believe, is at Blair House, which is across the street from the. So, but, you know, for all the people, and I'm not accusing you of this, but I hear it a lot. How terrible it'd have to have Bill Clinton around. Well, when Bill Clinton was president, the world was at peace. The world respected America. We created 23 million jobs. We had surpluses as far as the eye could see. I mean, I loved this guy as president. You know, I didn't like every picadillo the guy did, but, you know, America was a much better country in 2000 when it comes to the economy, when it comes to foreign affairs, when it comes to respect in the world, and we were at peace.
Next week,
there, I got animated. Joy.
Yeah, you did. And Robert in Greenleaf is with us now. Hi, Robert.
Hi, good morning. And briefly, Mr. Winicky, I think you just touched on something when you mentioned Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the caller did. truly concerns me that neither one of these parties are representative of any of the people on the street today. They are controlled by persons in the shadows whose agendas are simply rewarding themselves with greater entitlement while the common man, the taxpayer, pays for them. Mm-hmm. And if you come closer to home and you come to Brown County, Wisconsin, you will see the absolute destruction of a quality of life and the continuation of a myth. I don't see the Democratic Party, for which I have been voting since 1968, distinct from the Republican Party at all.
So, Robert,
well, how about like the war? Rhetoric. How about the war in Iraq?
Well,
is there a distinction there?
Well, we're now calling.
Is there a distinction on the issue of choice for women? Is there a distinction on support of public education? Is there a distinction on which party supports universal health care and which party doesn't?
Yeah.
Let me just say this. It is all verbal. It is not, when it comes down to action, there is none.
Who's in the White House, Robert?
It is all rhetoric. And yeah. I understand Bill Clinton was no more a Democrat than George Bush.
Yeah.
And
Robert, can I ask, because we're almost out of time, Robert.
Yes.
Who is the candidate that you think would be a better choice?
Well, I'll tell you, I feel strongly that John Edwards was never given the opportunity to make his mark. And in all due respect for Mr. Obama, I don't know what his track record is. Yeah. He is not, I know that he is almost gaining mythological status, but he is not John Kennedy. And I knew about John Kennedy before I was able to vote in 1960.
But Robert, John Kennedy was a multimillionaire. John Edwards is a multimillionaire. You know, I feel like I'm accused of some of this. I came from the wrong side of the tracks. I came from a divorced family of eight, paid my own way through school, did everything right. What's this rich stuff?
Yeah, you know, we're running close to the end of the hour, and I did want to get in a couple more issues, but Robert didn't say whether he was going to stay home or vote for a third party candidate.
I like John Edwards too, so I agree with Robert.
Yeah, right.
That,
I mean, so John Edwards isn't.
And I liked his focus on poverty.
The Democratic nominee. Is Ralph Nader going to play a factor? How about Bob Barr or whatever his name is?
Well, I think for protest voters. I think there's some of that, but I think the differences between these two candidates and the anxiety and fear in this country is going to lead to the fact that I think third-party candidates are going to do very poorly this year.
Yeah. What about the Libertarian who is running against Ron Kind in the 3rd Congressional District, Kevin Barrett, I believe, who believes there might have been an inside job going on during 9/11?
All I can say, and I say this with all sincerity because I'm not running for this job again, is I think he must have announced when there was a full moon.
Talk about what you just said. You're not going to run again. How come?
4 years is an eternity in this job, and it's not like you get rich doing it. I think I've done a very good job, and I have a simple goal. I want to get through November. I want to have a Democrat in the White House. I want to have a Democratic governor, two U.S. senators, a majority of Congress, and both houses of our legislature as Democrats. And then I can leave and say, job well done.
Well, and you're pretty confident this is all going to happen.
Yeah, I am. But I use those, what are those little Ouija boards to figure this? Not really.
Well,
I think we're in a very good position, but we shouldn't be overconfident.
No, not overconfident. Ending on maybe the state, we didn't finish all of the areas. You're pretty sure that your Democrats will be able to take over the assembly.
We're going to gain 2 seats in the state Senate. And we're going to gain 9 in the assembly.
All right. Well, we'll hold you to that, Joe.
I was right last time.
We'll check in with you a little bit later in the season, I'm sure. Thanks very much for being here. Joe Winicky is the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and talking with us after the state convention in Stevens Point over the weekend. We thank him for his time. We thank you for your calls. We thank Rob Ferret and Cynthia Schuster for producing this hour. If you'd like a CD copy of this or any of our talk shows, you can call the radio store at 1-800-747-7444. You can also go to our website and listen to all of our talk shows archived on our website through your computer, wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. There's much more to come. I hope you stay tuned. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
For me, yeah. Vote for me. Yeah. If you want to have prosperity, vote for me and you'll see. I'm going to save the whole country. Me friends, I come here just to address you. Please don't think that I want to impress you. But I want to say with modesty, you'll never find a better man than me. So vote for me, vote for me, if you want to have prosperity.